heard most of it. Okay. Yeah. So what I did was, part one is going to be the initial transmission on the website. Part two is going to be the first part of the private messages, and you're going to be at the very end of part two so that you can find your message easily, so you can listen to the whole thing. So if you heard most of it, and did you have a question?
No, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Really, thank you.
Thank you so much.
You helped me immensely, so thank you. All right, is your dear friend there?
Yes, she is.
Hi, sweetheart. How may we help you, sweetheart?
I would like a message, please.
Okay. And say your first name.
Sandra.
They're helping you energetically attune to further alignment. So this is going to be your, I've got all these different aspects of you and other, I can't get those words. I will call it different dimensional realities. So different Vega, your consciousness, your soul, I should say, is split up, and you're residing in different parts of the universe. There's something with Vega. I don't know what Vega is. I keep hearing Vega. Okay, one moment, sweetheart. So we're basically in the dark ages on Earth. We think our technology is fantastic. It is. But we don't understand technology based on love. You do. So you're somewhere else where what they're able to do, I don't know, emotional distress, physical distress, a building needing moving, whatever it is, they harness love. And, oh my gosh, life's so incredibly different than it is what we experience. So these modern commodities, in other words, these other aspects of self are blending with you. You're gonna find your heart opening, all of this love. When I kept talking with Helen about it's the love, leave 3D, it's the love. You reside in these colonies that really run on love, and beautifully. It just shows, it's almost like we're the slow turtle, like on Earth, that everyone else has figured out what this consciousness has yet to dream up. Now, this is not to be a downer. This is really to alert you to the fact that you're the first to go, because you get it. You're already there. This is like easy peasy for one that's already existing in that new tradition. So you're having in your dream time visits in these other dimensional existences, and you're pulling in the energy in this realm. So it may be that you suddenly see a pink blouse and you just have to buy that pink blouse. Well, that's a setup. It's actually a activation. So the way Helen and Jennifer are activating each other. So that pink blouse is an activation, so that you synthesize and align with this other dimensional exposure. So what you're doing is they're showing me a tiger changing their stripes. You're changing your stripes and coming into, oh my gosh, your frequency is on the move, because you're really fully integrating, and this integration, this frequency is going to bring you life changes. It has to, because you're no longer stabilized in your old orbit. So you may see old friends that you used to love, and you still love them, but there's no commonality. In other words, you just don't vibe. You're just going to really feel your vibe and attend to your vibe and honor it. You're moving to your new placement. You're moving, and when I say that, it is so easy. It really, really is easy. Just abide by love. So I'm in a restaurant, and they're changing my table. So my son and I are like getting up, and like they're putting us at a different table. And of course, the new table has the better view and the better everything. And so they're just like, you know, like we literally were taking our menus and we're moving to another table. So this is what you're doing. You're on the move. Allow it to occur naturally by love's convenience. Do not abort. Do not try to tailgate. Don't try to hold on to what was yesterday's administration. So in other words, that's where you were then, but you're being promoted. I cannot emphasize this enough. You're being promoted. You're being upgraded. You may see it with friends, with activities. I couldn't wait to get this book, and now I don't even see the purpose in this book. I'm going to return it, because that's how quickly you're going to shift. You're not being lazy. You don't want to read the book. It's like an energetic, I already own that. I don't need that. It could be the bestseller, but you're beyond that already. So who you are, you're not a walk-in, but in a little bit of a way, it's almost like you are, because who you are is changing daily. Now, I don't say the word daily lightly. Daily is frequent. Like when I say frequently, as soon as you can handle it. So I keep working out with dumbbells, and it's like my biggest thrill is when I get to order the next weight of the dumbbell. So as soon as I can handle it, I give myself a new pair of dumbbells. So this is how I feel. Like as soon as your committee, it's like, okay, she can handle it. Next. So you're just going to be moving fast. Don't avoid it. There's just going to be this wanting to hold on to the past. You want to be in the present because you're being promoted. So this would be my clinging, but like I just got comfortable in this seat. But that seat is even better. So there's this tendency to want to stay where it's comfortable because you know it. I know what's on the menu here. I know the whole thing. But no, it's promotion. Okay, say your name again, sweetheart.
Sandra.
You're gonna start having spiritual gifts without learning, without taking the class, without spinning your wheels. I don't know what it is, but what I do know is it's coming, and it's coming out of the love of your heart. See, this is where we don't understand the power of love. We think everything is mental. The mental just regurgitates the past. You're streaming in a new desire, a new source, a new relevance and essence. It's really like you're a new incarnation. So allow that change of relevance to occur. He's saying that, but I know he's not going to follow through. You don't need to be upset about it. It's just that you can read his mind now. No big deal. And this is what they're trying to explain to you. No big deal. No big deal. So you're just going to allow your true sensory input, your true relevance, your true accommodation. It's sort of like me. I have these giftings. No big deal. I still have to do my spiritual work. So it's the same thing. You're just going to naturally arrive at your spiritual giftings. So it just makes the path easier. So I'm traveling on this path, but someone gave me this cool compass so I could figure out where I'm going, and it's better than the old one. It's a little bit like that. So it's not like you're going to spin off the planet. It's that you're arriving at your destiny very easily, very smooth. What is Vega? Do you know what Vega is? It is just driving me crazy. Hold on. I just keep hearing this. Vega. Hold on. All right, I'll have to Is Vega a star or a planet? It's a bright star 25 light years from Earth. It's part of the constellation Lyra. Well, there you go. Apparently you're on Vega. The energy though is just delicious. All right, my love, say your name again, sweetheart.
Sandra.
I just love the energy. Just start falling in love with yourself, like who you're becoming. The energies are gonna provide. The energies are gonna provide. Just acknowledge it. Switch hands. Drop the linear, hang on a second, I'm so sorry, come here. Drop the linear history and go with the energy. Follow the energy. Say your name one more time.
Sandra.
It's good. It's really good. And did you have a question?
Am I staying at my current job or am I going to a different company, different job?
And what's your current job?
I work in customer support.
What kind of support?
Customer service.
So your question is, are you staying at the same company or going to a different company with the same?
Am I staying with my current job with a current company? And it seems like another alternative would be moving to a different company, different job.
And what kind of job would that be?
More like a business analysis, project management.
Okay.
Not customer service.
And say your first name, sweetheart.
Sandra. Because the answer feels like it's changing daily.
Okay, so this is like the fourth time I've pulled Spread Your Wings in this group today. It's so funny. There's something I want to say about that. Sandra, say your name again, sweetheart.
Sandra.
I feel like there will be a shift and I feel like it will come easily. So when I say that, I literally saw, what would you call it? Almost like lines, but it's not lines. It's sort of like a bowling alley where you have those gutter things on the side where it's a road that is gonna be supplied for you. In essence, it's about following the energy rather than leaping before you look down. So don't feel like you gotta rush. Don't feel like you gotta do things knee-jerk reaction. I feel like it'll energetically, almost like when someone falls in love, it's like, there's the person I've been waiting for my whole life. They're not looking for, they're just sitting waiting for their friend. And it's like, there's something about that person. I feel like it's just going to happen easily. You don't have to, what do I want to say about that? Say your name one more time, sweetheart.
You answered, Nicole.
I did.
Because it feels like it's still ripening.
Yeah. You don't have to jump ship unnecessarily. You don't have to do anything in fear. It's just going to be like something's going to show up and it's just going to feel easy and it's just like it was delivered from heaven.
Yeah, because it's starting to show up, but then that's why I asked, but I feel like it's almost, but not yet.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Yeah, it'll just be delivered from heaven.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
Bye, guys.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hello, Carmen. How may we help you?
Hi. Hi, Nicole.
Hi.
Can I have a message, please?
Sure. Got all this Vega energy with me now. So nice.
Oh, I'll take that.
It's so nice. I just feel so peaceful. I really do, and that's how I feel like her job will just arrive peacefully. Like she doesn't have to worry. It'll just come magically. Okay. And say your first name.
Amen.
Okay, so when I tuned into you, I actually left the Earth atmosphere for a second. That was very cool. Yeah, I feel like there's a reason you're coming after that Vega energy, because you're learning how to avoid the split mind. In other words, the mind that adheres to the literal, that's just very tunnel vision in our linear placement. And as what they're saying is like, there's a whole other world. There's a whole other establishment that you're adhering to, that you're liking. How I do it is to remember that I'm just dreaming this, to remember to not identify with my mind, that I really wasn't born, you know, I wasn't born, I never die. And I just do that all day long, really. And so when I do that, it establishes me in, they're saying, the new tomorrow, in essence, like the truth of me rather than the personality self. So whatever takes you there, you're being reestablished, you're being reorganized. You're learning how to admire life from proper placement. So when I'm receiving you, I'm a little bit like all those people taking their spacecrafts into space. And there goes Carmen. She's number three. You know, we've had two, but Carmen's going next. But the beauty of you is you don't need to lug all of that, you know, metal and all that. You do it instantly. And you do it by claiming your truest value. In other words, you know the secrets of the heart. You know the secrets of the heart. So this is really the reason why we're bringing that forth in consciousness, is to alert ourselves to that readiness to go beyond. To go beyond the literal, to go beyond the form, and to bring in that universal intelligence that really matters. And so I just see like a symphony of love. And they're showing me the master card. And say your name again, sweetheart.
Amen.
Thank you. So anything you can do to travel upward will be a feather in your cap. And they're showing me the card Believe and Succeed, so that you're learning how not to look down. So again, what it reminds me of is, if you know me personally, you listen to all my samadhi experiences over and over and over. I'm kidding, kind of not. Because you just want to live there. When you break out of the ego, you just never really want to return. But of course I did. I'm saying that to you because I just see a turnstile. See Billy Joel's album cover, Turnstile. I just see a turnstile. Say your name again, sweetheart. Where you can build a boat. They're showing me like a boat, almost like the Egyptians have their boat to the Netherland or whatever. You can build a boat with ease. With ease. So in English, you're learning your new accommodations. That's why they had me talk about all my experiences out of time, to take you back, to remind you of your true placement, to remind you of your true reality, so that you can adjust accordingly. In other words, so you can claim it with spontaneity of fulfillment. In other words, whenever you want it. So, gosh, I've got this board where you're punching holes. What are you doing, my love? Say your name again, sweetheart.
Hamim.
It's like we've got consciousness, but then we have super consciousness. So we have like that aspect of self that's beyond form, that's beyond like the tunnel vision of the existence of our personality self, what we attend to in 3D. Oh my gosh, Conscious Galactic. Your name, your website name actually says everything I am trying to say to you. That is so funny and so purposeful, of course. And now, of course, I'm looking at your picture. Okay, so it's all coming together. So let's see how to be most useful to you. I've got the Page of Pentacles. So this is, and now I've got the Crown Chakra card, and they're just showing this to me. So this is what is supporting you. There's another piece that's trying to come through. And what is holding it up? Carmen, say your name again, sweetheart.
Carmen.
Say it one more time.
Carmen.
You want to feel grace and ease. Let me explain this, because I actually had this experience. When my son was very young, and I would channel and practice trance channeling or whatever, I had this fear. I didn't really realize I had it, but it was sort of like, but what if I never return? Who's going to raise him? Like, I know that sounds kind of bizarre, but it kept me housebound. It kept me like attached to the linear. And what really speeded up my advancement is when I finally got, I'm exactly who I'm supposed to be. And if I'm supposed to be channeling on Sundays, and most moms don't do that, then that's who I'm supposed to be. So it really freed me up to allow myself to grow. Because wherever this took me, whatever was supposed to occur, it was part of my soul contract the day I gave birth. So it dropped my kind of like I have to have one eye in the back of my head at all times, and permitted me to move more into source. Now, this is more than just your children. They're saying it's a matter of convenience. In English, you're learning how to allow your full restoration and demonstration. So to recap, the more you can remember that it's predestined, whoever you're to be, whatever gifts are to manifest, and wherever the road takes you, that is actually the sole preference, and that all others that appear to be in your life story signed up for that in their initial registration. In English, they knew who you were. Anyone in your life knew what you're about and what you're here to establish. So anything like that, when I'm saying that to you, I now see you flapping wings. So it's like, it's giving you permission to fly. It's giving you permission to like start your engines. So that is what you're still sort of at the last stages of wrapping your head around. The more you can remember you're like a time traveler in a way, that you're here in this dense reality, but you're allowing and acknowledging your true recall to surface, to arrive, to slumber not, to disengage with your past association. So whatever it is for you, I'm a neighbor, I'm a sister, I'm a mother, I'm a whatever it is. So all those nouns, and moving to that place of that higher heart space where you're permitting your true reality to come alive. And say your name again, sweetheart.
Carmen?
Yeah, you want to work with that. I have this very powerful angel or angelic energy that's assisting you with that, that's helping you break free. And there's partnership card. Ooh, upside down. There's partnership card just to confirm what I'm receiving. So you're being helped. You're being helped. So you want to redefine your purpose, your understanding of self. That's going to put you in a new dormitory. And say your name one more time, sweetheart.
Amen.
Thank you. I just want to do final outcome on that. Well, here's the final outcome, my love. Refusing to see. So there's still some fear about allowing yourself to fully see. So you just want to play with that. What's that fear about? What am I concerned about? Root chakra. It's like really allowing yourself to be grounded in your true intelligence. True intelligence. For me, I had concerns if I'm true to myself, do I get to keep relationships I'm currently in? And the answer ended up being no. And that was my soul path. So I'm not saying that's the case for you at all, but what I am saying is you want to release your brake and trust that your divine self has everything pre-ordered. Everything will arrive. It's a little bit like Allison. It's all sourced from within when I say yes to myself. So there's still, I still have the brake. Like I see a brake in my car, like, you know, you pull up the brake if you're on an incline or whatever. Then they say it's supposed to be good to do all the time. I don't know. In any event, I see it. So the point is to release the brake. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Carmen.
Thank you. I just want to say that it's not an and an or. It's realizing your higher self has everything already figured out for you. That's the best advice I can give you. When you arrive at that destiny, you step into your power and align with your truth. Final outcome. That is your message, my love. And your question? Or do you have questions about
that? Was so beautiful, Nicole. As always, or, you know, tomorrow's the Galactic New Year, and so I've been looking forward to this group, obviously, with, you know, Galactic New Year. Gosh, it's one of those messages where it just puts everything together, all those little aspects, like the center of a spider web. You know, my favorite Billy Joel songs, River Dreams, Standing in the Boat, and, you know, doing his thing, and the entire, you know, I don't even know how many times I've been in your group, your lamp behind you is staring, it just came alive, like I see the eyeball, and then I see the heart chakra with the lotus flower, like it's like Mr. Lamp now, I have to talk to it, it's just staring at me, and of course it's got the eyes and the heart, but there's no real form to it, and I, you know, every message, I listened to all of them. I was even crying during the first couple of them. Mm-hmm. You know, it was always a little bit from each message. And I've been really letting go. And I think the last group's message was just let it go and just imagine. And I went on the we're moving, right? We're renovating, we're putting the hardwood upstairs, and we're gonna move. The plan was to move next year, and finally we've been in limbo, and my husband, I've given up on pushing. He doesn't want to be self-employed. Remember, he had that accident, and he's been working as a salesman, but it was paying shit. And he's like, I'll go back and I'll apply to the union. He can be a commercial electrician. And then the company that he's working for offered him, because of course they want to grow too. So they offered him a position that they're still in the building of this position, that's brand new. And it would be all of Ontario. I don't know if you know how big Ontario, like you've got to take a plane to get to Northern Ontario. So, I mean, there's the option of like the GTA, the Greater Toronto Area, which is where we live, or there's all of Ontario. And so I was going on and I was like, imagine the freedom. I'm just like, never mind paying. How am I going to pay for it? It's irrelevant. I was looking at these beautiful houses. And, you know, of course, I found one, and it's gorgeous with the garden and the pool, and it's just like an alternate dimension. I could live there, leave all my radios behind, and I would live happily. Mm-hmm. And where am I going? You said, you know, repurpose yourself. I could close my websites down. I can, you know, I pay, you know, whatever it is, my Etsy and my Zoom. I can let all that go if that's not me. But I just feel like that, you know, like that root chakra. I feel like in limbo. I could go anywhere, manifest anything. You know, it's not about doing, it's just being. So I really don't know what my purpose is. And so,
allow yourself to shine. The shine me the shine card. In other words, allow yourself to grow. What I'm getting at the end of the day is allow yourself to no longer hold back from self in order to fit into yesterday, in order to fit in to who you thought you were, who you're supposed to be. Allow yourself to grow and trust the divine outcome of that.
Okay. Just doing this. Okay. Thank you so much.
It's so beautiful. It is just so beautiful. You're so welcome. Hello, Miss Heather.
Hi. Hi, good afternoon. That's perfect. Somehow, of course, I knew I was going to be next. And thank you, Carmen, and everybody. Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday. And say your first name, please.
Heather.
And say it one more time, please.
Heather.
You're learning to allow the light to take effect. What I heard is raindrops keep falling on my head, but it wasn't rain, it was light. You're in like new arrivals, you're in new accommodations. And the reason you came after Carmen is that you're allowing yourself to grow. So when I'm receiving you, the energy exchange, I mean, I'm just getting bathed in these like light and like cosmic energies that are, they're just lifting me to higher realities. It's very hard to stay committed to 3D when I'm aligning with your gifting. I mean, it really is. I can still play in 3D. I can still attend to 3D. I can pay my gas bill. I mean, I can do everything one does. But using your energy, I no longer take it as, I don't take it literally. I don't take it as fact. I see it more as spiritual beings like, in this gestation period, coming to their true acquaintance. I see us being activated in our heart and awakening to our true reality. So they're playing duck, duck, goose. I used to love that as a kid, so funny. And duck, duck, okay, so goose. So you would be the goose. So duck, duck, goose. Like, in other words, tag your it. Tag your it is how I feel about you. So to be the lamppost, to be the lighthouse, you have to commit to your light. You have to commit to your full source acknowledgement. And it's really huge when I receive this, because there are plenty of moments in my day where I take this all very literally. I really do. I forget everything I'm saying to you. In this energy, it's actually impossible to forget, because it's not there anymore. Really, you're learning to take it in sequence. In other words, imagine doing embroidery, needlepoint, I don't know, making one of those dream catchers, when, like, around the circle, where you go around the circle. It's like this weave, this stitch, this weave, this stitch. So this is what you're anchoring. This is what you're acknowledging. This is what you're broadcasting. This is what you're understanding to be true, to be authenticated, to be valid. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Heather.
It's like stitch by stitch, raindrops keep falling on my head. When I say raindrops keep falling on my head, it's like I'm fully activated and I feel like I have a Christ body. I'm not 100% committed to it yet by any means, but I can access it. I feel it. Like, I feel that to be the truth of all of us. And there's nothing at all special because one being aligns with our Christ body. It's like, yours is over there and yours is over there. It's like, it's a very natural order. It's a very natural arrival. Like, who else are you supposed to be? Like, it's your true self. What else do you want us to do? Hand you another wrong version of self? So the more that you can, and say your name again, sweetheart.
Heather.
Allow it to take hold is the best way to explain it. Allow it to just be the case. Be as it is. I mean, it just brings me into, like, a new, I want to say new reality, but it's new compared to our old station. But when they say 5D is here, the new earth is here, it's basically what I'm attending to.
Right.
And it really is here. So this is what they want me to leave you with. And say your name again, sweetheart.
Heather.
They're basically saying, Pete, please adjust accordingly. Please adjust accordingly. Yeah. It's sort of like if you, in the mail, you get something from, I don't know, FP&L or something, where these are your new fuses or these are your new whatever. Please install them. Please, you know, or Comcast or whatever it is at your house. You know, these are your new, this is your new box, this is your new remote. You would simply change out the old and, like, this is what I'm supposed to use now. And you would do it. Say your name again one more time, please.
Heather.
They keep saying there's one last piece and they're waiting till I figure it out. Heather, say it one more time.
Heather.
Enjoy the new. It's very weird, but it's like our ego still tends to convince us like somehow we're missing out or losing something if we join, if we agree. So the feeling I have is like, well, I'm gonna lose. Somehow I'm gonna lose. So it keeps pulling you back. It keeps pulling you back because then you feel responsible, then you feel safe, then you feel like on top of things. But as you follow the enjoyment, as you follow, I'm gonna leave you with that. As you follow the enjoyment, when I say enjoyment, I literally have like one of those boats at Disney. Like it just takes you there, easy peasy. All right, let me do final outcome for all that. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Heather.
They're saying it's like movement choices, of course. It's basically one heave ho, but we dissect it up because we like misery. So we're the ones that hold back and, well, let me look at this. Let me pray about this. Let me assess this. But like eventually it just waits for our arrival. All right, my love, that's your message. Very powerful, lovely energies. And your question?
Well, so everything that you're saying is absolutely true. Meanwhile, the longer you're speaking, my entire, what started as like a little shoulder niggle just became this ow, which became harder to breathe, which became like my whole left side.
Wow.
So either whose is that, what is that, and ow.
Okay, so left is receiving. One moment, sweetheart.
Like really sharp ow.
And say your name again, sweetheart.
Heather. I love that it's the Galactic New Year, by the way. Carmen, thank you for that reminder.
I feel like it's something that you're still shouldering, something that you're still feeling obligated to. When I pull cards, I have suffering and silence and double energy. So there's something coming up for releasing. Let's see if I can tell you what it is.
It's so funny. So now I'm guided to say, is this yours or something with our collective group? Because as I'm talking, I feel fine. As you're talking, it's like, oh my gosh. It's very interesting.
Well, let's stay with you talking then, so you feel fine.
Maybe it's a lifetime thing, but it's showing now somehow.
And say your first name.
Heather.
Is, I feel good about it now, so let's just stay with it now. Yeah, positive forward movement, whatever it is. I'm good now, so let's just trust the process and thank you for whatever you may have cleared.
There's something, maybe it's bloodline, because there's, again, with like the veins and the left side, it's like that whole left side, goo, there is a certain shouldering. There's still, I don't know, maybe, yeah, my mind, like you said, the mind wants to make sense.
Mm-hmm.
And,
Okay. And did you have any other questions?
I think we tapped on a lot of other things. The whole home placement, that is a central theme. I do have that. It does, on the one hand, feel like a certain heaviness about this house still. Should I stay or go? Or is this house meant to have it? Here's today. What's interesting, and today is not tomorrow, but today, it just wants to be bulldozed. It's like there's a certain, like, can we just get it over with? Just bulldoze it and then build it afresh. It's almost like, guys, there's so many things to fix here at this point. Is it time to just start afresh?
And say your first name.
I sure hope it has something to do with the whole New Year thing and that we're going to have a cosmic flip. Because that feels right, too.
Movement, choices, decisions. That's not helping us at all. We already know that. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Heather.
Thank you. Everything, you remind me of Sandra with her job thing. I feel like everything will fall into alignment in ways that you have not discovered yet. So somehow follow love and everything's gonna be revealed.
Yeah, that's about right.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you for clearing whatever you cleared. Jenny Mac.
Hi, Nicole. Can I have a message, please?
Of course. Say your first name.
Jennifer.
Say it one more time.
Jennifer.
Choose your brightest version of self. When I receive you, you look bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. You look like a wonderful squirrel. But in truth, you actually, it is a squirrel, and that squirrel is cracking a nut. So you are discovering new voyages, new placements, new assertive values. You're doing a lot of healing administration in your dreamtime states that's loosening some chokeholds. I wanted to say stronghold, but I watched myself say chokehold because I really felt that, like you felt like you're being choked or whatever. And you're coming into new admission, you're coming into new placement. In English, I feel like you're going to be allocated to, in other words, brought forth different versions of yourself for consideration. So stepping into your proficiency, stepping into your expanded version. They're showing me like Mary Poppins, like you open up her bag and she's got everything magical you could ever need for any occasion. And this is where you're coming into your own administration. What this is going to do, I see with a strong spine, where it's going to help you to stand more erect. It's going to help you to feel stronger, more centered in your own good knowing. It's a little bit like what we were talking today with some of these predestined statements, like whatever I'm supposed to do, of course I can do it. Of course I can manage it. So in essence, what's being offered to you, what's being placed at standby is your own self-acquittal, your own restorative sequencing. In English, your own self-assurance. So you feel, they're showing me you on crutches. So the idea is like when you're on crutches, you don't feel as stable walking, you don't feel as strong. Where, but the crutches, it's like, oh gosh, the bandages you had from crutches suddenly became like a goblin. So the goblin being like mummified, past, old energy versus, say your name again, sweetheart.
Jennifer.
Yeah, now I have you in the kitchen. stirring stew. So in other words, you know what you're doing. You know what you're doing. So there's a healing that's circling you that is being offered to you so that you understand you're a wizard in the kitchen. And again, it's just symbolic for you have the right ingredients to bring forth and take the lead. So you see the power in that? You see the proficiency? It's like, oh my gosh, you can do it all. So you're building up. I just see you like building up that self-assurance, that self-placement, the self-establishment. She's not Mother Nature. I don't know what she is. Like a goddess of the forest or something. Anyway, when I receive her, I feel strength. I feel a lot of strength. That's what's coming to you. You're going to have situations of empowerment where parts of you that needed healing are going to be surfacing so that as you move through it, you may like stumble or like, oh, I don't know if I can do this. And then on the other side of it, I just see like building blocks. In other words, it's like soul retrieval. I see you as a puzzle, and like different pieces of you are coming back in. I love this. How do I explain this? You're strong. You're strong. You're steady. Again, I see like that bat imagery we had earlier, where all of these false imprints, this false imagery is just leaving. It's just leaving. And they're saying it's time. I literally have that bunny rabbit from Alice in Wonderland looking at his time. Like, it's time, it's time. That's what he keeps saying to you. It's time, it's time. It's very good. This is not to rush you in any means. It's more of, it's time for you to realize you're not broken. It's time for you to grow. And when I say grow, it was like Jack and the Beanstalk. And suddenly that magic beanstalk just shoot, it just took off very, very quickly. So remember, time is a no thing as you have the keys to your heart. So this is about love of self, love of fantasy. What they mean by that is what's going to help is your fantasies of your own true conviction. In other words, saying yes to self, saying yes to self. It is so good, so, so, so good. You are receiving some kind of spiritual support, supernatural support, actually, is what I wanted to say, though spiritual in nature. But there is some kind of supernatural support where you're going to think that you can't hang or you can't do something. And then it's like, and I see you like with wobbly knees. Now, let me explain something. You went from wobbly knees to, I don't know if it was the Charleston dance or whatever it is, but they take their knees and they do their hands and they do whatever they do with their hands on their knees. But the idea is they go, it was from wobbly knees to now we're dancing using our knees. So again, this is how I feel about you. You're moving into proficiency. You're moving into strength. They're showing me like a sailboat, that card that says positive forward movement. But when I looked at that card, the sail wasn't up yet. So I just see someone like, however you get that sail, they're pulling it and the sail comes up. And when I'm saying that, I got energy all through my body, bringing that sail up. So good. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Jennifer.
What you're doing in your dream state is you're dreaming different scenarios, possibilities to help you. I think this is the fifth time now I pull spread the wings. This is obviously the card for this group today. You're dreaming different scenarios so that you have the experience of that possibility where it's like, okay, I can receive that. I can receive that as a possibility now. So I just see you growing stronger and stronger. Say your name one more time, sweetheart.
Jennifer.
Yeah, I just see you opening doors. You know, like they say, like my father's mansion is I forget what that whole saying is. But in any event, I have this huge mansion, and you're just going from door to door, and you're opening doors. You're growing. This is all about growth. Say your name one more time.
Jennifer.
Thank you. Remember, you have to see it to witness it. So in other words, seeing it meaning like receiving it within self. So seeing yourself in that immiscible stature. So it's like for someone to have a new relationship in their life and they have an unconscious block, it's like, well, just imagine that someone's coming into your life. Like, make some room in your closet. You know, if they stay over one night, like there's some place to put their clothes or whatever. So again, not that they're actually going to do that, but it's symbolic of that energetic alignment where you're exploring and opening to that presentation, to that creative possibility. All right, my love, that is your message, growth. I just keep seeing Jack and the Beanstalk and that beanstalk growing. And do you have a question?
Yes, please. Thank you for that. Lahi has a potential opportunity to subcontract with a company down here at, I think you saw it a long time ago. I was just wondering if there was any guidance on it.
Say his name and the company's name.
Lachlan Van Kirk Pools.
Say his name and the company name one more time, please.
Lachlan Van Kirk Pools.
Say the company name one more time.
Van Kirk Pools.
Thank you. Well, I think it's good in that it takes the pressure off. It's like supplemental income or something, right? It gives some extra income. Is this full-time or supplemental?
I think it could be, but I think it's up to him. Like, he can still maintain his regular clients.
Yeah,
and then
yeah, I think it's good because it kind of gives him a little bit of relief that he's got something steady going. And that in and of itself opens him up to further consideration. In other words, I feel like there are new energies coming to him. But that because he's drawing from yesterday in terms of the struggle or the pressure or whatever, that anything new is a little bit of a jump start that kind of circulates the energy, and that in and of itself is very conducive for happiness.
Great, thank you so much for that. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Hello, Miss Perry. Man, you really worked for it. I saw you going on and off and on. Like, yeah, you really wanted to be here today.
I'm in Lawrenceburg at my aunt's house, and the Wi-Fi kept kicking me out. And so
I left
to get away from the Wi-Fi, and then when I came home, I was like, okay, I just turned the Wi-Fi off, and then it seemed to stay.
Wow! All right.
So I'm outside. Sorry.
Oh, it's absolutely perfect. All right, my love. Say your first name.
Perry.
Enjoy your day. So the reason you came after Lachlan, by the way, is this new opportunity is bringing back like new energies, new enjoyment, new possibilities, and just having something new is going to open his consciousness to the possibilities of, well, this is new, what else can be new? And so it kind of jumpstarts him in forward motion. And I feel the same thing about you. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Caring.
Possibilities. This is about new. If you want to go bake some pies, if you want to do quilting, anything where you go exploring, where you permit yourself to a new adventure would be very, very, very enticing, purposeful, self-revealing. Because what you're doing is saying yes to expansion. You're saying yes to new derivatives. You're saying yes to life. You're saying yes to possibilities. So the pie, planting tomatoes, whatever it may be, it's stretching your convenience. In other words, it's stretching you beyond, just like the other energy where it's like the same thing, I'm in a rut, I can't seem to get movement. That movement of exploration, that movement of delight is going to help your garden grow. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Harry.
Thank you. Now, while you are growing your garden, you're also receiving light. You feel to me like Heather did, where raindrops keep falling on my head. You're being visited by interdimensional communication. So again, as you raise the head, as you open the heart, as you open the crown chakra, as you open to joy, all of these energies are going to stir you. I just see the fairy godmother with Cinderella are going to stir you into delight, because it's going to take you on an adventure. And enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself. Macrame, it doesn't matter. It's like whatever catches your eye, whatever feels like fun. It's the energy stirring. I just see like that magical energy around Cinderella. It's the same message from before. It's like stirring the energies in new consideration and new formulation. Because when you receive yourself from a new broadcast, it just opens you up to new possibilities. That's why they always say it's like good to take different routes to and from work. It's good to, you know, go away somewhere. Even if it's just for the day, it's like, because it stimulates the consciousness where you open up to different aspects of self. And say your name again, sweetheart.
Harry.
In the same message, enjoy your new proximity. When I say new proximity in the spiritual energies, I mean, you've got Saint Germain flying around, like when you see orbs or whatever, you're always hosting higher guidance. It's so funny. Years ago, someone gave me something like host the angels. And it's like, I don't really need this candle to call it an angel. I mean, they're always there whenever you want them anyway. That's how I feel about you, where you're hosting angels, you're hosting masters wherever you go. But I feel like you're going to take it more under consideration as you open up your field of vision. And of course, I have universal love, which I kept pulling today all throughout the day as well. And say your name one more time, sweetheart.
Harry.
Enjoyment. It's almost like you're getting the blood going again, like you're getting life coming back to you. Now what it is it's going to open you up to different components, to different parts of self. Yeah. And did you have a question?
No, I don't guess so. I mean, I'm at my aunt's house just trying to, you know, get away from my house for a while, mm-hmm. you know, because mm-hmm. The events of last year are, you know, coming to a head, like Doug's birthday is in a couple of days, and, you know, his first angelversary date. So I'm trying to just kind of, you know, I am trying to just relax and take it easy and, you know, do fun things. So.
All right. Let me do final outcome. Say your name one more time, sweetheart.
Harry.
Final outcome. Ooh. Fulfillment of wishes, awareness, which is the magician card. It's very good. Very, very, very good, actually. You've been doing your work. There are rewards coming now. Partake of them. Partake of them. Allow life to be joyful. Allow life to be pleasurable. Allow yourself to synthesize with your true nature. And they're just showing me the Two of Cups. Life will be self-revealing. I hope that helps, right, sweetheart. Enjoy your time.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Indeed, we surround each with light, love, and true understanding. They've been saying that. So the true understanding, of course, is really understanding who we are in our true nature and our true self. And they were leaving Perry with this piece of cake. So again, like bringing in love's assurance, bringing in the joy, bringing in the new possibilities. So much love to everyone. Thank you for this new time slot. And so much love. Have a beautiful rest of your day. We'll be back Tuesday at 12 p.m. Much love, everyone.